Everybody ever told you I put my finger in your bitch?
I thought you were about where you were going.
I wouldn't do that, but shit, don't disrespect me, dog.
I thought, I just knew you was going left.
Put my finger in your ass.
Yeah.
Woo! Episode 52, goddamn.
A year in, one year.
It's been more than a year.
Yeah, it has. The first episode was posted March 21st.
Yeah.
And we took some, y'all.
We had to take weeks off. Yeah. Thinking Dickhead was going to be back, but then the Rona happened.
Speaking of which.
Watch your mouth.
Speaking of which, live from Rikers Island.
Uh-huh. From Frankfurt.
I'm here.
From Auschwitz.
Silver Surfer. In the flesh.
Live from Auschwitz.
This is a goddamn collect call, goddamn. It's gonna say
5 minutes left.
Yeah, it's gonna be on my phone bill.
Hey, look, we need y'all. Can y'all donate?
He need money on his books.
Yeah.
Derrick, how's it going over there, bro?
I'm doing all right, man. Like, this shit crazy over here. Like, this corona shit. Honestly, it's getting better over here, but I just need motherfuckers back in the States to stay the fuck in the house. So I can come home.
Nah, I feel you. When the last time you left your little apartment shit?
Shit, early today.
Where you been going?
See, I went to work.
This nigga be driving on the Autobahn every morning.
He got a BMW M3 over there.
I gotta take the Autobahn and get to work.
This is taxpayers' money.
Yeah.
We're talking about.
That's why I can't nobody get no goddamn coronavirus check.
Nah, according to you, some of y'all already got y'all shit.
No, not the check. I'm talking about getting checked up, bitch. Check ain't got no damn stimulus.
Oh, I ain't. Yeah, he ain't got no.
Yeah, I ain't got that check yet, bro.
Chaz, I just know Derrick called Kareem. But what
is it? Yeah, you told Kareem to check out account.
Nah. Nah, bro.
Yeah, you tired of you can't wait for that check to hit so you get a month off. You ain't trying to get you to set nothing over.
They getting all the benefits.
Yeah, I mean, shit, Black might not get one because they said more than 75. Yeah. And for every $1,000 you make over $75,000, you get $100 less. So by the time you get to $99,000, you don't get shit.
Yeah, that nigga make about.
No,
so Black might not get nothing this year.
Yeah,
bro, y'all niggas is tripping. Who do y'all think I am?
Silver Surfer.
I make $42,000.
Shut up.
What, before tax or after tax?
Yeah.
Before taxes.
I heard you paid $30,000 cash for a fake tooth. Gold plated.
Hey, how they made when you coming in?
he mad off.
Yeah, I look like Bob Marley.
You seen his TikTok on Instagram?
Yeah, I see that. baby, come give me something. I see that nigga. Yeah.
Hey, look, man. Hey, look. Hey, this your boy Chizzy Chad coming again to you live. Hey, today's episode, man, sponsored by Brick by Brick.
Brick by Brick.
Brick by Brick. I'm gonna drop a little.
Hold on. LLC.
That nigga is a limited liability corporation. So if he go bankrupt, y'all can't take his little Camaro and shit. Like, y'all gonna have to leave that nigga alone. But hey, look, man. Hey, he pack in the mail. He put the pack in the mail and I received it, goddamn.
I ain't know that made for it.
Shirt sitting sturdy 2 years. Got that. He told me the 4-inch ran big. I said I'll turn this bitch into an underarm. You better recognize.
I can see Shawty wearing his a nightgown.
Somebody said it's enough bricks on this bitch to build a house. I said y'all ain't gonna disrespect me like that, man. But my boy D Black. Derrick Burgess got the wave spinning.
He keep the babes grinning.
Keep the babes grinning.
I need a haircut so bad, bro. All the barbershops closed around here. I can't do nothing right
where
now.
When was the last time you had sex?
Shit, December.
Is that when you left?
Oh, shit. I got half been gone. No. No, I'm bullshit. I'm bullshit. I'm bullshit. I'm bullshit.
I'm
bullshit.
I'm sitting there straight and reading.
Back in December, I came back to the States and my shorty met me in Texas.
Okay, you were ass out down in Houston.
Nah, she wore my ass out.
She paid.
What the hell
going on?
Look, we're not going to get into what I'm into tonight. We're focused on the subject.
Hey man, some shit you gotta try once, I guess.
Bro, Justin is a known bisexual now. Like, you can't be laughing at that.
I get my ass ate 14 times and now I'm bisexual.
Yeah,
God damn.
What the 14 times?
This shit wild as fuck. Like, I can't explore my sexuality for nothing.
Yeah, come on.
Hey, dude. Yeah, go on over with Joe Exotic.
Joe Exotic, fuck you. I ain't never seen that bullshit. Y'all be watching that?
Carol fucking Baskin. Carol Baskin.
I ain't seen
it. Is it worth it?
It is, man.
For real?
Yeah. By the end of it, you going to be saying, fuck Carol Baskin.
Everybody. That's every single person.
That's a sorry bitch.
I heard she was the reason why the show started or whatever, right?
Joe Exotic the reason the show started.
No, I think she created the show, or either she brought the show people attention.
Soon as this stimulus check hit, I'm buying a tiger.
Word. They say you can buy a tiger for $2,000.
Two bands. Fuck what you talking about. I got 800 put to the side. I'm waiting for this 12.
You paid your mortgage yet?
No. All right. So here we go. Another fucking episode. Guess what the fuck we talking about?
Yeah, Rona.
The only thing going on in the world right
COVID-19.
Now. Why is it called? Because it started in 2019, right? I think that's why they call it 2019.
Yeah. When did it start? Like, when did the bitch decide to eat the bat? Apparently,
like November, December, I believe.
Yeah.
You really believe that's what happened?
Huh? What was the people going?
Yeah, they weren't testing bats. They were testing the virus on bats. And she just said,
"Let's eat one."
Yeah,
let's,
bitch was in the lab Osborne. And got hungry.
Ozzy Osbourne, he had bit the head off a bat. He
by
had
accident.
It. Was it accident?
He thought he was biting a fake bat, and then
it was real. Yeah, he got leptospirosis. Pyrosis.
Yeah. that's remember that bitch we were just talking about? She got that. She left the spine because her spine a little to the left or some shit.
Ooh,
something wrong with you?
Yeah, left spine. Yeah.
Thanks,
it's cool. No.
So she walked in circles, huh?
Huh?
Her left leg longer than the other one.
Yeah. Well, that song, put a hump in your back.
Hey, what's my man's name? That was a coach at Liz. They used to walk like that.
Man,
not
go
Ty
ahead.
Ward.
Go ahead.
Not Tywater. Yeah. Yeah. Well, Tywater. Yeah. Leave Tywater alone.
No, Tywater just cooked stuff. He didn't have money.
Tywater was a fucking liar, is what he was.
Yeah. I got shrimp, cornbread.
What you doing, baby? MJ, ain't he a Kappa?
No, he's a Kappa.
Like, no cap. Nigga's
no,
a cap.
Yeah, bro. No cap. I seen him in the video y'all just posted.
Bruh. Bruh, he's a noob, bruh.
No, his son
is. He said, back in my day.
Yeah.
Back in my day, we wore slacks.
Yeah.
They were iron. We had a crease in the middle.
And we had.
We had our long sleeve shirts. And all the little brown skin honeys was coming around
and
us.
And y'all, they ate dog food when they was online.
Right. He's a noob, bruh. He ain't.
Nah,
he a charter member.
He LG.
No, he a charter member. He founded y'all niggas.
No, he founded
y'all. Y'all started in the 60s. He was born in the 20s.
Niggas say, I got chicken, flounder, scrimps.
Every Friday it was the same thing. I was like, nigga,
and your grandmother's favorite, the pineapple turnover upside down cake.
Turnover upside down cake.
That shit right side up.
All right, yeah. All that shit. Yeah.
Tywater, you a liar. Point blank.
Yeah,
rest in peace.
Probably. Elizabeth said laid him off for the coronavirus.
He was still in newspapers.
Hey, these layoffs, that's fucked up. They ain't funny.
It's fucked up. Like, I'm sitting here laughing. I don't know if by next Friday I'm going to still have a job.
Okay. So, last week...
You hiring?
I am hiring.
Okay.
So, last Mary week, it was some tough decisions that had to be made by one of the podcast members.
I didn't make it a fucking day.
His input was asked.
You know, JT asked me. He was like,
"You know, you feel
you're the token nigga."
I'm not the token. Why does everybody feel like I'm just this spoon-fed ass?
You the only nigga at work.
Child ass.
You're the only nigga at work now.
Currently,
fired the other ones,
bro. So
you token from South Park? Yeah.
So he bro, I seen the nigga. Nigga done made 15 laps around the back lot, just looking like he's getting railroaded. And he walks up to where I was, and you know, nigga looks at me. He was like, "If you had to, you know, let four people go right now, you know, who are the four?" And I was like, "Shit, man!" I really don't want to let nobody go. Just give me four names. You know what I mean? Like four people that you think right now we could operate on a normal basis without. And I gave him the names. And of the four names, three were black. And he was like, okay, so, all right. And I was like, what's that about? He was like, why? No, matter of fact, he was like, why they got to be black? I'm like, I hate to say it. Like, these, as of right now, these positions are obsolete.
Like, details aren't needed because y'all can go watch
right.
cars.
Right. We just got to wear another hat. Like, right now, niggas are going to be wearing multiple hats. You're going to be doing... You're going to be doing a little bit of everything at this point. So
I don't have enough work to even...
No, exactly. His idea is if I'm going to keep my core team together. Like, niggas that I know is going to get shit done without a problem.
Without complaining.
Yeah. Right? Without complaining, you're going to get it in. You're going to give it up. You're going to give it all you got. Yeah. And we're going to try to keep this shit afloat. But at the end of the day, guess what? I'm on that hot seat. The niggas remaining are on that hot seat. And he's on that hot seat. It is. Like, if we can't justify keeping the lights on and the compressors running in that motherfucker, corporate will pull that fucking plug.
The reason why you're not on the hot seat is because you have regional directors. Your regional directors direct more than one site. There's no way one man can direct more than one site at a time. So... If it was me coming from the top down, regional director, you gone. That's how my
I'm gonna tell you. I'm gonna tell you what my company has done. Like,
we start at the region, and then the
CEO, the COO, whatever other executive positions, like those niggas have decided to forego their pay. So they've decided that as of right now, we'll take no paychecks, we'll take no bonuses, whatever else they had in their, you know, incentive package.
So they can stay.
Right? A lot of niggas in the corporate office, as from what I've heard, I didn't even know we had 400 motherfuckers in that bitch. Mm-hmm. But they've now laid off 400 people. And, you know, every store, right now there's probably about a little bit over 1,100 stores. Every store had to lay off about 4 or 5 people right now.
And more than likely, they were either people that weren't needed or they were the newest people.
Right. Man, last in, first out, you know, ordeal, or people that you can kind of do that. Now, the goal of all of this is, one, a part of this decision is what makes the best economic sense, right? Like, I'll use myself for example. Would it be economically safe for me to be put on unemployment, right? And then the company is doing somewhat of a kicker, like a per monthly kicker, like a $600. So I think the state max in North Carolina on unemployment might be like $350, right? So you get $350 a week. Like, for a lot of niggas that, like, detailers that their dollar rate per hour at the end of the week after taxes, they're going to be making less than maybe $350. Mm-hmm. So economically, if you can, you know, show proof of income and get a sustainable amount from the government and then get that additional kicker economically, it might make sense for you. Like right now, I have took a cut in pay because I'm an hourly associate and they have cut hours. Under a normal circumstance, I'd be working about 50 hours a week. Right now, they've cut us to 40. I heard if they're not going to do a second wave of layoffs, it could potentially be down to 30 hours a week.
So, yeah, you're technically still full-time.
So I'm still feeling it a little bit. It is going to be tough.
Your company needs to lay off the regional people.
I don't want anybody getting laid off is what it boils down to.
If it comes down to business, I don't want nobody.
Y'all, of course, have it. Y'all need people more than anything.
In January, they restructured everything. So what was two people's jobs became one person's job. So they already kind of did that. So if they lay off anybody with my company, it's going to be regional people. Because you need people in the store. Like, the stores don't run without people.
And that's what our CEO said. The CEO said at the end of the day, the bottom line is to keep every last one of these facilities open. Because at the end of the day, how we make money is through the fucking centers. Mm-hmm. If the centers are closed, guess what? Now we close the center and then we cut more people. So if we can bring the number of employees to, I guess, for them, bare minimum within the center, and still try to have something, you know. Right now, motherfuckers is just worrying about breaking even, bro. Like, the next 3 months is a complete fucking wash. We just trying to make enough to keep the lights on, fucking, you know, keep shit in operation. I mean, are we getting cars? Last week, we got 15 cars dropped off, when on a normal basis, we would have gotten 15 on a Monday. That would have began the week. You know what I mean? Like,
my boss called me Friday, and my heart dropped when
you seen that shit coming through. You're like, here it go, here it is.
You know, I just got hired in January, so I'm like, yeah, I'm fucked. And then she was like, yeah, you're gonna be at the Capitol store on Monday. I said, whew, thank God. Mm-hmm. But like, for some reason, AT&T is essential because we still give people home internet to be able to work at home and for people to.
So when I was with Geico, AT&T,
y'all like the premier internet.
Yeah, when I was with most corporate companies, like for any VoIP things, like VoIP related things, like phone calls, recorded calls, woody woo shit like that. Most of those contracts are with AT&T.
Yeah, like because our CEO was on a call with Trump himself, like trying to figure out. Cause like we also like I said,
but you gotta watch that nigga.
Yeah, I know, right? we also do a lot of the work for the first responders too and shit like that. So we are essential.
Yeah, the Secret Service guy, AT&T. They said.
Yeah, so it's,
that's why they don't be getting them calls.
Yeah.
Y'all service probably
now than it was when I had
with
Verizon.
AT&T.
Yeah,
and it's cheaper than Verizon. Mm-hmm. They holding a nigga right
there.
Yeah,
they holding. But like, yeah. But seriously, and I know.
I can't wait till the towers crash.
Damn.
Damn, and how you gonna call your little bald head baby? Like you.
Damn. You just.
That's my niece too. But damn, he just was bad on the whole country, bro. God damn.
Nah, I'm talking about them AT&T towers.
You got Ryzen. Your old lady got Ryzen.
I got Ryzen.
All right, my bad, bro.
But on some real shit, I know three people close to me that got furloughed or either laid off in the past, like, 3 days.
Yeah.
Like, my first cousin Jada got laid. She got furloughed Friday, I believe. My homegirl in Florida, she got laid off. Felt bad for her. And then my other homegirl, she works at an eye doctor's, and she got furloughed. Of course, I had to go Google what furlough mean because I forgot. Like, but
like a lot of people have been like, you'll see it. A lot of people are asking, what's the difference between getting furloughed and laid off?
You get brought back.
In today's day and age, where furlough and layoff is used interchangeably,
so pretty much it's just them finding a way to keep you. And but not really. They're really. trying to hold you in the state.
Yeah, by definition, a furlough is a temporary dismissal.
Yeah, temporary
dismissal. In hopes of rehire. Right. Like, so if we think about like what my job did was supposedly a furlough. Ultimately, you know, general managers have the decision once the volume picks back up as to whether or not they want to rehire somebody. Like, if you were in a position where the motherfucker wanted to get rid of your ass a minute ago but didn't have a reason, guess what? They just got it.
Yep.
Like, your ass ain't coming back. You'll collect that unemployment shit for 10 weeks, and then you need to go find another job.
Right. It ain't, yeah, because my homegirl that works for the IDOT, they told her furlough, but file for unemployment.
Right. Yeah, I mean, you have, and which, because the only way you can get unemployment is if in your company's system, because, you know, companies pay unemployment insurance every month to the government.
Yeah.
In the event some shit happens, not even like this, but some other shit happens. So, your company, like, has already somewhat secured.
I fucking hate
that's
you.
Why people, that's why people called you the most annoying. Yeah. Like, shit like that.
Hey, look, speaking of Corona, like, all of us don't have, y'all got haircuts, but, like, I haven't got one, and I'm fucked up. And that's why everybody got on do-rags and hats right now, because it's not, we bad off.
Yeah.
If my beard ain't connected by the end of this, I quit.
Hey, barbers are essential.
Barbers are very
essential. They are essential.
But I don't, I've seen them literally, nail like, they got their nose and then edge my mustache up.
So I got
like,
no problem with that.
Oh, no.
You ain't got no mustache, bitch.
No, it don't matter.
You should have some face hair by the end of this, but because like y'all essential, Derek? Are you?
Yeah, we essential.
What's essential about you,
nigga? They building bases.
Is that what
Black's in there counting cubicles?
Yeah,
trying to set shit
Black,
up.
Black is an interior designer for the interior or whatever you.
Nah, so they got us on alternating schedules where, like, say for instance, is 100 of us on staff. They have 50 of us that come in on even number days, and then they got the other 50 that come in on odd number days. So the days that I don't actually go to the office, I have my laptop at home, and I pretty much connect to Wi-Fi at home, and I work from home.
What exactly are you doing from home?
I'm actually supporting all of the Air Force troops that we have in Africa.
Hmm. Why are you doing that from Germany? Like, this shit ain't adding up.
Because Germany is where the Africa Command is.
Huh?
For Air Force forces. So, for all Army forces, the Army Command is in Italy for all of Africa forces. For Navy forces, all of the Navy African forces, their command is in Italy as well. And then for Air Force, all of the Air Force forces' command is in Germany. I don't know why it's like that. That's just the way it is.
Because racism.
The Marines Command Center is in Italy as well.
This shit wild.
I thought y'all had the Marines in Iraq.
Nah.
They the real niggas.
Yeah, Americans don't give a fuck about Marines for real. Like, y'all think these niggas are disposable.
It's because they
like, believe it or not, there's a lot of shit. Yeah, there's a lot the of Marines shit like that goes on. It's a lot of shit that goes on in Africa that just isn't reported about, bro. Like,
I know.
Like, I remember I told y'all about one of my bases getting attacked. One of my bases in Africa getting attacked back in January. Mm-hmm. And you know, like, it's been a lot of shit that's happened since then as well that just, you know, hasn't been reported about. You know what I mean? Cause,
you know why, right?
And, yeah.
Because Black people got attacked.
Yeah. Well,
it happened where niggas are. That anytime something happened where niggas are, it never gets reported.
It makes sense to me.
Exactly. Racism's still alive. They just be concealing it. You ever heard that, Larry?
Yeah.
Exactly. I'm just glad you're alive, because I'd be scared waking up.
But everything ain't race related.
I swear to God, Cheesy, I slap shots you.
Let's do it, dude.
Bro, like 2020, it's still race. There's a lot of racist shit going on, bro.
I kind of don't agree, because everybody on the even playing field right
now.
Yeah,
but you a bitch ass nigga, though.
Here you go.
He jumped, MJ. Here you go. He jumped.
I can beat both y'all.
You probably can't.
Like I said, you gonna swim.
You probably can't. and if you beat me up, I'll be goddamn, bro.
I'm gonna just grab you by your little durag ponytail.
You so shot the fuck up.
Hey, this nigga. Door had extra keyholes in it.
I ain't been in his house in 3 months. I don't give a fuck about that house.
No, I'm talking about yours.
Oh, yeah.
Everything shot up.
All right, shoot this little motherfucker. I'm like, I'm red boy. I'm broke, bitch.
Hey, Black. So how has the military, like,
responded
to this whole, like, COVID-19?
Y'all been shooting in the air.
So I would say Air Force in particular, they fucked everything up for me. I mean, I get it. Okay. They're trying to take precautions, but, like, literally, I was supposed to be coming home next week. And then it was looking like I'm not coming home until mid-June, mid-July. Mm-hmm. You know, so because of this COVID-19 shit. So, you know, I get it. They're looking out in the best interest of everybody, you know, not just Air Force members, but the general population. Because at one point, the COVID shit was worse over here than it is in the States. But now it's looking like the shit is worse in the States than it is here. So, like, as much as I'm ready to come home, I would much rather stay over here where I know it's safe than to come back home and still be in the shit.
Right. And at the end of the day, you don't want to, like, you know,
bring your shit over
here. Yeah, and leave your second family.
So. but what I was reading, like, not too long ago, like, Germany has, like, some of the least amount of cases, like, in Europe, correct?
Boy, no.
Yeah.
It is.
Shit, Germany top 10 in the world, nigga.
Not in the COVID shit.
Yes, it is.
It's really only 10 places that have it. So
yes, it is, bro. Germany is top 10 countries of places that have the shit.
You sure?
Yes. Let me pull up this COVID calculator.
This COVID calculator.
No, so, for real. No cap.
So, I will say you might be right, Chad, but at the same time, the U.S. has had more deaths than Germany.
Yeah, right now it is. Yeah, for sure. All right, here we go.
Italy is really the worst, though.
No, boy, I'm about to read it off. Boy, I got the facts right here. Trump just sent it in, boy.
That's all we can.
Hold on, man.
Yeah, you wild. You trust anything that man said.
Okay.
This has got to be facts.
In the north corner.
Well, if you don't tell us what the fuck it is.
The WEJ welterweight title. Now, hold on. Now, all right. So,
COVID champion.
Never mind. All right. So, right now, leading the pack in number of confirmed cases, the United
South
States.
South Carolina.
Boy, hush.
Oh. Virginia.
The United States. 308,812. Okay. And of that, 8,407 people have died. With us being the leading, like, country in number of cases, we still don't have the highest death toll.
You know what caused this? New York caused this.
Well, yeah, of that 308, New York got like 150.
Yeah, and
my
aunt just recovered from the shit.
She's
recovered. Yeah, she texted me last night. Good. She got her test results back. She is recovered. Like, for those who don't know, my aunt, who is a nurse manager in New York, did contract the virus. That shit fucked me up. I was fucked up for a few days.
It's crazy because, like, we all, like, I can say all of us, but, like, people in general took this shit as a joke, and then it started hitting close to
home. And then what she told me was, what the news didn't say is half these hospitals, these doctors and nurses have gotten the virus. And the media can't report it because what will happen is people will call for these hospitals to be shut down.
Right. You can't.
Because people are going to the hospital for other shit.
To be,
like,
To be real, I truly feel like I had that shit, bro.
Somebody said the coronavirus was a person.
back in late January, bro. I couldn't sleep because I was like waking up coughing in my sleep and shit. Like I had like coughing up mucus, all kinds of shit, bro. Like it was just it was bad.
That's chlamydia.
This nigga right here, man. So when I went to the hospital, they ran tests and all that type shit, and then they were like, "We're gonna do a chest X-ray on you." Like I was like real off sick, and they ran the chest X-ray, and they was like, "Okay, well, you know, it's not pneumonia, so you pretty good. We think it's just a respiratory infection, right?"
That's all.
Hey,
this
nigga
just said that was chlamydia. Yeah, that nigga
stupid, man. No, go ahead, Black. Hey, be quiet, man.
I'm sorry, bro.
My bad, Black. Go ahead.
Nah, so they was like, you got a respiratory infection that's going to take 4 to 6 weeks.
Yeah, that's COVID.
Right, so that's what I'm saying. So I'm like, what the fuck is a respiratory infection, first of all? And then it was like, okay, they gave me ibuprofen for my pain because, like I said, I had, like, cold sweats and, like, the chills and just my body, like, a upper body ache or whatnot.
Was you shitty?
And then they gave me, like, nah, I wasn't shitty. They gave me mucilage and shit like that for the mucus. So I'm like, all right, cool. Whatever, you know what I mean? And they was like, yeah, you can still go to work, all that other shit. And then it was like I said, they said it was going to take 4 to 6 weeks to recover from it. But by, like, the third week, like, that's when all the COVID shit started coming out. And I'm like, yo, do I got this shit? Like, and they just don't know what it is. And that's my whole issue with the whole thing. Like, everybody's putting out different guidance on what the symptoms are and all this other shit, and then next thing you know, the following week, they come out and be like, oh, well, you can have no symptoms and still have it. Like, in my opinion, nobody actually knows what the fuck this shit is. Mm-hmm. You know, like, the shit is wild, bro. Like, it's crazy over here, man. Yeah.
You know what it is, because you just said what it was. It's the upper respiratory infection. It's all
I seen a question where somebody said, if you got the virus through sex, is it an STD?
It's called STI now in the world now.
Oh, infection.
It's an infection now.
Well, a disease is...
No, I'm just saying, you just said upper respiratory infection, so...
I mean, it's still...
STI, bitch.
It still can be cured by penicillin. So, United States is leading the pack in number of cases, but not deaths. Spain is number two with 126,000.
How many deaths they got?
They have 11,947 deaths.
So they got over 3,000 more.
Right. And that's a direct result of
them kissing each other.
No, not even that.
Sex over there.
Spain isn't quite the first world country. So they may not have the resources that America does.
First and a half? Yeah. Second?
I thought Spain was
dumb. Spain is about a second world country.
I was about to say, they be running with bulls and shit.
Yeah, they do that shit.
Oh, yeah.
Now we got bulls.
Yeah, we do. Yeah, bro. Yeah. MJ.
You a herd.
But MJ is a cow. Look, take that hat off.
I got a cow lick.
Yeah, let's see that flick up.
Ain't nobody licked your shit. Balding,
bitch.
Yeah.
But now,
but
I
think
Spain was.
You a Brahma
bull.
Third is
bull. Third is Italy. Third and fourth is Germany. So Black, you done had it. The confirmed cases is 96,106. I'm here to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, that the confirmed cases is 96,107. Because Derek had D Black is the virus.
He like that thing that created the black Spider-Man thing, you know what I'm talking about?
That nigga call you Venom.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Yeah.
Oh,
Speaking of which, like, this shit has ruined the world, period. This world born.
The economy is going to crash. It's going to crash.
I really don't think it's born because these TikToks and these OnlyFans been going crazy.
Yeah, I subscribed to OnlyFans like 2 weeks ago.
I seen a chancellor of a university with an OnlyFans.
They bad off.
No, you didn't.
I'm going to drop it in the comments.
That nigga lying like shit.
I ain't lying.
If it's easy as you, I'll find
it. It's not. Because she tough.
Yeah, she tough.
She tough. Yeah. But it ain't her.
Let me know if y'all see Gilchrist.
You want to see
Gilchrist? You want to see Gilchrist? I just feel like he got some things up there.
He done hit some things.
Yeah, he done hit some things.
Yeah, Jazzy done appeared.
Oh my god. No, man. Derek hurt. Hey, look, real quick.
I know, I'm playing.
Oh my god. Hey, real quick,
Black ain't even laughing. That nigga. Hey, he texting that Jazzy right now. Like, I ain't had nothing to do with it.
Hey, real quick.
Is she still alive?
Yeah. She look like me now.
Yeah.
Same cut.
Yeah.
Hey, no real cat. Quick. Chad, I want to ask you this question specifically. How long have y'all been together? Like 3 years? 4 years, almost, right? Almost 4 years.
Me and Jelena?
Yeah.
Hey, we're going to push and fell now.
Yeah, my October's a bit. Let's just say in 2016, couple months after y'all met, you know, everything good. You're like, you know, this is where I want to be. And she comes to you and says, well, I just want to be upfront and honest with you. I know I do this, but on the side, I have an OnlyFans page that I make money off of. You staying or going?
I'm gonna ride it out.
You gonna ride it out?
Yeah.
Well, she's sucking dick up there. Ooh. And it ain't your dick.
Yo, it's always funny because D Black man.
It depends on how much she charging per month. Big second video gotta go.
Gotta go.
But what if she's got 10,000 subscribers?
And she's getting tips. And she's like doing like personal videos. And
I thought you were about to say meetups.
But nah, the meetups can't be done. No.
What's wrong with the meetups?
But
I'm asking.
That's you. Cheating.
Sucking dick.
What's wrong with the meetups, nigga? That's prostitution.
It's work.
And cheating.
It's work.
So you gonna let your bitch go suck
not
a dick and come back?
He be prostituting eggs. Yeah. You know, he sold his eggs like 2 years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, but
nah, but no.
So long as there's no meetups.
Hey, first of all,
we need that check.
Before Chad answers, if you got an OnlyFans, drop it under the comments.
Please do. I want to see what you
promote
got.
You.
I will promote you, and I'll subscribe for at least a month.
At least one.
Just to see what you about. Like, to be real, because, like,
we've got an account just for that.
Because, like I said, my homegirl, she said, yeah, I might start selling news now that I'm furloughed. I'm like,
you got
a gift. So, share it. Like, kind of synced them. And I was impressed. So, share your shit, baby. You'll make a little money. I told her, I said, You got better news than the bitches I didn't subscribe to before. So I mean, you got a future.
Honestly, I don't know if I can handle that pressure, man.
Well, you can't handle a lot of pressure, Derek.
Yeah, he pussy.
I don't know if I can handle. See, there y'all go.
No, well, we just say in your relationships, you really can't handle any pressure.
I only know you to be in one relationship.
Right? Yeah. Now, what I'm saying is, like, every day we got together, it was always a problem. So we already know this problem won't be something you can handle, is all I'm saying.
What I'm saying is, I don't know if I could really seriously date a woman who my niggas have access to seeing naked.
So here's the thing, Derek. You just gotta not tell us she does that. You gotta let us find out. And
some real shit. If your niggas know your bitch got an OnlyFans account, like it'll be some whole shit for the nigga to go.
I wouldn't go.
But technically,
I wouldn't go to.
I'm going. Look, I'm going. Hey, look, you going to see Shawty? I'm horny.
I'll be honest, I wouldn't go to it.
So you gonna beat off to my man, old lady?
I'm not gonna go to it.
Yeah,
bro, I feel you,
Black.
No,
but not. I really
just imagine being out in public and niggas walking past like, damn, I know Shorty.
All right, so check this. What if you in a few of them videos clapping cheeks?
That might be different.
No, what about this, Derek? What if it's just news and no sex tapes or anything?
Yeah, whenever she want to use dick for an example, you in it.
Bro, what my shorty look like naked ain't for everybody to see, bro. That's just the way I feel about it.
I mean, yeah, true. Now, look, my thing is, she started doing this before she met you, though, Derek.
Yeah, that's true. So at the same time, with me knowing that, it would either be some shit like, look, you might have to switch this up, or this ain't gonna really work out.
Listen to this, Derek.
Mm-hmm.
She tell you that month before she made $15,000 off that. That month before, you still gonna have a problem.
Pay for my meal.
It's gonna be a discussion. It's gonna be a discussion.
Shut up, Derek.
Yeah.
You a liar.
You
look.
And she go, baby. Here go $2,000. Go get yourself something.
I'm gonna
nice.
Tell you.
Go
I'm
get a haircut.
I don't know about Derek, but I know for Justin ain't gonna have a problem with it.
Not at all.
Yeah, I know. Look, I know Justin ain't gonna have a problem with it.
The reason look, why
all money ain't good money.
Yeah, it is.
Hey, look. Justin, money it don't matter. If she ain't doing OnlyFans. If she work and give him the whole check, he gonna get bored.
Yeah.
I'm gonna leave so at the end of the day, you do OnlyFans, give Justin your money, he gone. You don't do it, you give Justin your money, he gone.
All right.
So
if you fuck me the first day, I'm going to. I'm gonna go ahead and let you know now.
What kind of way of living is that, bro?
Justin,
my life fucked up.
I feel you, Black.
Hey, I don't think Justin Black, wants to you, be Black. With anybody. It's nothing wrong with that though.
It's only like three bitches I want to be with: Rihanna.
Oh, I ain't gonna say her name.
Nah, like I have a girl I do want to be with. I just can't be with her.
Yeah. Why you can't be with her?
She stays too far.
Tell her bitch. You're only saying that's why.
Say what?
And we see her having this conversation.
You said what now?
You said Chad asked you the only reason why you couldn't be with her, and it's because she do only fans, right?
I wish.
He wouldn't be with her now.
I don't mind seeing the bitch sex tape. Show it to me, shit.
But you might jack to it. You wouldn't be with her, though.
I probably would still.
For how long, though?
I love it.
I seen a post that said, like, a girl broke up with a dude because she felt like he wasn't posting her on IG a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And the nigga said, the reason I'm posting you on IG a lot is because you was a hoe in your past, and I ain't got time hearing those stories.
Tell me the stories.
No, you know what?
Like, I'm going to try them out later
on.
I'm with you.
Niggas don't want to hear them stories.
Don't be the nasty freak hoe with somebody else.
Right.
That I hear about. And you get to me and you trying to be. Wholesome. You know what I mean? That, yeah. I need the same energy. I like you for other reasons.
Yeah.
But I need you to be that same person.
Be a slut.
You want her to eat your ass.
Yeah.
Right, MJ?
Shut up, OJ.
This Chitty Chad. Come here.
You want her to butter your bread?
Yeah,
I do.
Oh,
y'all.
I ain't saying nothing.
Hey, look. Once you get, cause you ain't even close to 30. Once you get 30, shit got to be different. Your dick already don't halfway work. So imagine when you get our age.
Yeah, I'm tired of MJ calling me asking, can he come get some Viagra?
Lies.
You got something with you?
Yeah. I got like, this time 38. Man. Ooh. Yeah.
How many? This nigga had 45 on Tuesday.
Yeah, we pushing.
You pushing?
I'm your pusher, man.
Business is booming, goddamn.
Niggas
in the house now. All they can do is fuck. This little 62-year-old parts delivery driver called me the other day. You got, hey, young buck, you got any more of that thing?
Yeah.
I said, yeah, pull up.
He
said, came
and got close. He got to make. He got to make some moves. Okay. Okay, Omar.
Hey, fuck the wire. Yeah, FBI. I'm selling pills. Dick hard pills. Fuck you.
They're gonna let you out.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, I'm essential.
No, I'm essential is a new toxic.
I got my little shit in my son's visor, bro. So what I've also been hearing,
like I said, they just doing that in Durham County. They're not doing that in
some states are actually moving towards, and like New York, the city of New York, they're contemplating enforceable stay home orders. Mm-hmm. So like there's gonna be roadblocks and checkpoints. Pulling niggas over, you got to present your little paperwork showing that you essential type shit.
No, that's how
it is out here.
Really?
If it's more than two people like walking together or in a car together or anything like that, hanging out at a, you know, like all the bars and clubs and restaurants are closed like that. Like some of the restaurants are doing takeout orders only. But, like, say if you're walking down the street and it's three or four of y'all, they will literally pull, like, the cops will pull over and they can issue all four of y'all a $5,000 fine, bro.
So, piggyback off what you're saying, so the company I work for, if they come in and there's two people in the break room, niggas is gone. Like, you're gone. And the establishment is shut down. Like, it's...
You mean like a government official or a police?
Anybody. Or? Like, if they see it, and it's two people, if it's more than two people, and they not 6 feet apart, they'll issue right there. Shut it down. Like, this joint is stupid. Like, it's almost impossible to run a business the way they're trying to enforce these laws.
So, here's the weird part. So, like, my job, you know what I do, and, we have to have a manager at the door letting people in, like, one by one. Because we have nine people working.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And you can't have more than 10 people.
Well, why at this point, why do you have nine people at the store?
Like, my thing is...
Because we have so many stores closed and only three open.
You still don't need nine people to run the... If only one person can come in...
Bitch, if I get furloughed because of your shit you talking right now, I'm a fucking...
At this point... Like, if you're going to these extreme measures, just close everybody down. Like,
right. You don't have to get furloughed. If they're going to keep you there to do nothing, why not just keep you at home to do nothing right. And still pay?
Keep that one person. Because
you ain't doing shit. Yeah.
Two days a week, you're going to handle one customer at a time.
But if you have less employees there, you can also bring more business in. Like that.
You know what the problem is? They have too many managers there. So, of those nine people working, three of them are managers. If they just had one of them, it wouldn't be so bad.
Yeah, and then, like, three less niggas on the floor.
Right, but they have to... But like I said,
you can bring more people in. Like, you can now bring in four.
Can I be very honest with you? The people that come into our store are all fucking stupid. They're not coming in for essential shit. They're coming in, hey, can I upgrade my phone now? No, bitch, go home. It's for emergencies. Like, the other day... We switched somebody over from Sprint to AT&T because he was a pharmacist and his phone didn't work. That's the essential shit we're supposed to be doing. You know what I mean? Oh, you're an EMT and your phone doesn't work. Okay, we'll upgrade your phone. You know what I mean? Not just upgrade your phone because you're at home doing nothing, you ugly bitch. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, like it's like look, the shit that people come in for. Then they're like, yeah, my phone not doing this. Like we can't touch it. They don't want us touching none of your shit. One bitch told me, go get your gloves. I said, no. The fuck wrong with you, you old bitch? Don't be telling me what to fucking do. Esther ass. So I was punching her shit, bro. Damn. I see that. No, I told her. I said, you can ask me to. And she looked at me like, you serious? Yes. Because I don't have to touch your shit.
Why are you so aggressive, bro?
Because I don't want the goddamn coronavirus. The fuck wrong with you, bro?
At this point, if you're going to go to...
This nigga black on FaceTime sleep.
You are going through these extreme measures.
I wish I could take a picture.
I really feel like... Just shut down everything. If you're going through these extreme measures.
If I get furloughed, I'm going to fuck you up, too.
I'm sorry, but if
you... No, you're right. Like, I just had a whole week off paid.
When you go back to work?
Monday.
You good. Till Monday. Mm-hmm. Tuesday.
But the thing is, the way my job works is, every day I work, I got a 20% increase plus another $15 that day.
Yeah, so you get hazard pay.
Mm-hmm. I know a nigga that cut hair needs somebody to sweep up after him if you get furloughed.
Bitch, you better hire me.
I'll hire you.
And if I got a sweeper floor, I'm going to slap shots you.
And nigga, you going to get paid.
I don't even sweep this motherfucker we in right now. What you mean?
Bruh, if we going to talk after that.
Yeah. But now, I just think it's like this 2020 easily been the worst year I've been a part of in my 31 years of life.
I don't know. What year were you born?
89.
That might have been the worst year ever.
Absolutely.
Hey, fuck you, 92 or whatever you were born. Like,
78.
Cause I know when you came out, this doctor said, I don't know what the fuck this is. But it's here.
That nigga said 2020 the worst year ever for him, and yeah, he a crap baby. Like, no.
hey, look, Marion grew up in that shit. He was born 85.
86.
Same shit.
God damn.
Yeah, hey, look. Yeah, D Black, chill out, cause you were in the movie before you knew it, Alien.
Yeah, nah, he was Pookie in New Jack City.
The baby version.
No, sir.
You was Brenda baby.
No, sir.
Yeah. That's how we knew.
Hey look, OJ, we might have to go cause you
whole time.
It's good. You sweat because
you
going through something?
I'm blasting.
It's been a long day. Hey, look, but for real, let me get my D Black on the segue.
Fuck all that shit. And hey, let's talk about that nigga Joe Exotic, though.
Who? We didn't, only you and Derek watch that bullshit.
He is Derek.
I mean, you and
you're
fat Derek.
Yeah, that nigga trying to play me, bro.
I'm sweating hard.
I know.
Y'all see this shit?
Yeah. Derek can block Tony.
Block Tony. No, like, real talk is Tiger King. What's up with Tiger King? I don't get it.
But I ain't seen the shit yet. I just been learning a whole lot of shit about it.
Let's segue into something else. You ain't seen it. Me and Justin ain't seen it. Chad,
see you,
bro. Yo, get this nigga
one.
Yeah, we gotta end the fucking
episode.
Chad about to throw up
on
live.
Hey, somebody check with Chad, bro.
Hey, just this Lizzo Chad come in.
Hey, look, hey.
Hey, look, I had an ass out there. I thought it was you.
Wait a minute. How you know? You know what? End this right now.
Yeah,
hey.
Please.
And like, y'all say the motherfucker.
Chad look like he tied brick by brick.
Hey, I ain't gonna tolerate no motherfucking disrespect at this bitch.
Now your shoulders sweat.
Hey, nah, bro, shoulder. Like, woo.
It's that bad material, but I will.
Hey, y'all stay in the motherfucking house, man.
Hey, happy Easter.
That nigga do a dripping.
Yeah. Hey Derek, put your bottom lip on live. I'm gonna give you $1,000. Good night.